Tzedukim. Rashi says, Yachzik Yidei Mechukas Seim, you shouldn't do to their manners what the Tzedukim do. So the Gemara explains now. Ein Shechtin L'Tzorech HaYam. Maishtin L'Tzorech HaYam. What's wrong with Shechting that the blood should fall into the Yam, to the ocean, to Loi? The Amrit people say, L'Sora, the Yom HaKol Shochet, that you Shechtin L'Shem B'Sar, the Malach of the Yam, mean L'Shem D'Avoy D'Zoro. His soul took Ugo Shel Mayim Nami into a puddle of water also should be Yosa. Amri, the people say, Lubuvoy Koshochet, like Yeshecht into the shadow. Rashi says, Patsif Shaloi Hanir Bamayim, if you look into the water, into the puddle of water, you see your shadow there. So people say Yeshecht into that also. On my Rav it says, the Akurum Shon, we're talking about the water, is dirty water that you cannot see you cannot see a picture there. There's no reflections there, you can't see. That's why it's muta. Then it says the Mishnah in Shechtin Lagum, you can't shecht into a pit. I for the Maestri of Amato. First he said, Ein Shechtin Lagum Klal, you can't shecht into a pit at all. And then it says, no, in the house you could make a pit to shecht into. So Rabbi Yabai says like this, Reisha Baguma Shebashuk. If you have a pit to hold outside on the street, there you should not shecht into. But in your house it's muta. Or Malay Rova Vomidik Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, Uva Shuk Loyasukain in the Shuk, in the streets, you should not do like this. Mechlau the Reisha, Lava Shuk Askin, the Mashma the Reisha, talking about a pit, is not talking about in the Shuk. Mashma's even in the house, you should not do it. So it's a stira. First the Mishnah says no, and then the Mishnah says yes. Ela Rada, Omar Rova Sasokakum, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein Shecht in Laguma Kolika, true, you should not shecht into a pit at all. That's also like Mechsei, the Shem Avoy Dezorah. She's not shecht into a gum at all. Because that's a minig tzedukim. But Varoitze Lanake Chatzer, somebody wants to clean out his chatzer, his backyard, Ketzer away, so what should he do? Oise Mokom Chutz Laguma. Let him make a place outside the hole. V'shoichet, let him shecht there. Vadam shaises of a yerl laguma, then the blood will drip down and finally end up into that hole. At least you'll be menaki, you'll keep your backyard clean. Therefore, it's muta. Over shukzal layasa came, but outside the street, you should not do like this. Shulay yechkas tzedukim, you should not come to do minahogim of the tzedukim. So that it says in the house, it's muta, meaning to say, not that you could shech and let the dam go straight into the hole. No, that is all times it's also. Which means you can shech a little bit away from it and then let the dam drip along the floor until it comes into the hole to keep the floor clean. Everyone says, Tanya Kavos the Rava, bring your proof to Rava. It says, Hoyim Halach Besvina, someone is going on the ship. V'yein le'mokim Besvina Lishva, there's no place on the Svina to shecht. So, Moitzi Yodah Chutz the Svina, put his hands outside the Svina. V'shech and he'll shecht over there. V'dam Shoises V'yorod Al-Doifni Yasvina. The dam could drip down on the side of the ship, and it's muta. But, and what's the reason why? Because people know, like, you don't want to get your ship dirty, that's why you're doing it. It's not called you shechting directly into the yam, you're letting it drip down on the side of the ship, so everybody knows why you're doing it that purpose. Now, v'yein shech l'guma kolik, you should not shech into a pit at all. But v'roitza naka chatzev, you want to keep your chatzah clean, Kates it away, so what's Kates to make a shkita there in the dam? Should not get everything dirty. Yes, Kates it away, sir. He Kates it away. He says, Oysa Makam Chutzah, let him make a place outside the Guma. Veshecher and Leshech there. Vedam Shaisis Beyer in the Guma, and then the dam will just drip into the Guma. Again, let him shech a little bit away from this pit, then the dam will just drip down into the pit. Uvashuk the Layasa came, but Neshuk you should not do like this. Mishrim Shem, the Prophet says, the Yim also came, so Badik Acher, someone does it this, you have to be Badik after him. Maybe he's a Min Le'avoid Zara, and therefore you have to be careful with such a person. So therefore you're not supposed to do it, and the Shuk you should never shecht into a hole, let the dam go in the Guma. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Sheikhit the Shein Oila, someone takes the Behema Chulin, and outside he shechts it with a Kavona to do it the Shema Korban Oila. Rest l'shem zvachim, l'shem another korban, l'shem osham, l'shem a korban osham, l'shem osham tolui, l'shem pesach korban pesach, l'shem toido, l'shem a korban pesach of korban toido. Zlochem shchitos psula. In all these cases, the shchita is psula. even though really lemaisa mikvadin it should be kosher, since lemaisa the behemoth is only behemoth chulin, says no issa shrute chutz, says no issa the fact he had a mind to do with l'shem zeh. The vice versa is a little bit zero, that since these type of karbonis come but there is a neder and a davar, if somebody sees you doing this, they may think that you makdish it really l'shem the korban, and you make the shrute chutz, so people come to think that you're allowed to eat from a shrute chutz. So therefore, chutz zero, it's also to eat the shchita tzula. For Rabbi Shimon Machsh, Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not choshes l'marasayin, and therefore since l'maisid is behemus ha behemus chulin, so there's no issa shchute chutz, therefore the shchita is kosher. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be shnayim merchsim besakim, two people holding onto the knife, v'shechtim, echod l'shem echod mikolelu, one of them is shechtim l'shem korbanoilu, l'shem korban oshem toli, v'yechod l'shem dover kosher. So again, shkita sapsula, since one of them has a wrong machshava, there's this marasayin that looks like shchute chutz, therefore shchita is tzula. What's going to be though, ha-shoichet l'shem chattis, if he shecht l'shem korban chattis, l'shem oshem vad, l'shem korban oshem vadai, l'shem bechor, l'shem maisel, l'shem tumura, shchita sakshera. Then the shchita is kosher, because since these type of animals are not coming to us nether in the dova, there's no marasayin that people think like now you be makdish l'shem zem, the b'nis ha-shchute chutz. Everybody knows it's a behemoth chulin, and it means nothing what you're doing. Therefore, shkitos is ksheira. The Mishnah ends off, zeh-klau, this is the klau, that kol dovish, nidur v'nidur, any type of a korban that you could bring, b'teres a nidur and a dova, a korban early could just be menadif to bring it. So then, ha-shechit l'shmo yizos, if you shech l'shem zeh, it's also because it's a marasayin, it looks like you're doing an al-shem shkute chutz. But let's say it's a korban like a chattis, which is shein, a nidur v'nidur, is something you cannot bring materas in neder, or in the davom is hashoichet l'shumay kasha. Even though do l'shem zeh, there's no marasayin, therefore the shchit is kasha. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, hashoichet l'shem oylo oshem toli. Fred Gemara hashoichet l'shem oylo says oshem toli. Fred Gemara oshem toli ba nidav and nidavu is oshem toli something you can't bring materas neder in the davom. The root's a question, the chur nashim toli is only if it did a chet. If it did a chet, then you can bring the korban. Without a chet, you can't bring the korban. So Rabbi Yechon answers and says, Rabbi Yechon, Haman, who's a Mishnah go like? Haman, Rabbi Lezi. The Yom Rabbi Lezi holds, Misnadev Odom Ashram Tolu B'chol Yom, yes. A person can be Misnadev to bring a nashim toli any time. Because a person always does chatoyim. Rashi says, B'chol Yom U'aymed B'safi Chates Libre Noikvoy Shem Mechoto. Therefore, you can bring an Oshem Tol anytime you want. For the Gemara, okay, good, but Tesach, Ba Nidav and Nidavu, could you bring a Korm Pesach at Estam and Ned and the Dovo? There's a Chayv to bring it to Zmano. It's more as Hozmano Kaviyah Lay. There's a Zman Kavu and Erev Pesach. On Rav Oishio, Shani Pesach. Pesach is different. Hail V'Afrashtoi. Kol HaShana Kula. Since you could be Mafreshit, any time of the year you could be Mafresh, set aside this behemoth for Korm Pesach. Therefore, any time you do it, still looks like a doom of Hashem a korban pesach, and therefore, as a marasayin, it looks like a shchut echutz. Omer Rabbi Yani says, Loishonu ela tamimim. Only if the behemi he had was a tam that could be mistaken for korban. Abo balimum. And let's say the animal you have now is a balmum. So maybe everybody knows it's only a regular chulun. It's not been done Hashem kochim. There's no marasayin. For Rabbi Yechonah says no. Rabbi Yechonah nomar afilu balimum, even balimum enami zimnin deromu be midi amuma v'lo yediyah. Sometimes it's something they're covering up the mum and you can't tell. So therefore, even though it has a mum, also could be a marasayin. It's also hashoich l'shem chatis. The Gemara says. The Mishnah says. The Gemara says. Om Rabbi Yechonah lo shonu v'lo sheinu mechuyiv chatis. Only a person is not mechuyiv to be in korban chatis. Then there's no marasayin, he means l'shem kochim now. Avo mechayiv chatis. But what's going to be if the person has a chiyuv to bring korban chatis and he shechtes chula now l'shem a korban chatis? Amo, we have to be afraid. L'shem kotosu waisa. People think he's doing it now l'shem is korban chatis. And if he could eat from it, people will think he could eat from a shchut echutz. Therefore, it would be yosa. Avo leikoma l'shem chatosi. I, the person, did not say l'shem his own chatis. Just on l'shem and korban chatis. Amar Rav Avuha says in Echnami. Amar Rav Avuha, v'yom l'shem chatosi. The Mishnah Torah says clearly l'shem chatosi. Then the Mishnah says the same Tmura. Omer Rav Lozer Leshonu Mar Leshem Lezeva Poter Veisai. That's what we say. We do Leshem Tmura. That is not. There's no more sign. It's only if you don't own a korban in your house. Avu Yesh Lezeva Poter Veisai. Let's say you have a korban in your house. The name we have to be afraid. Emurei Emabo. Maybe that if you're making a Tmura now, you mean a Tmura of the korban you have, and therefore it really would be Tmura. So it does look like a Shrutei Chutz. I voloikomo l'shem t'mura zivchi, did not say filo l'shem t'mura of his own carbon. Mash mistama t'mura. So we're saying, Echnami, on Bravua, v'yoyim, in the case where he says filo l'shem t'mura zivchi, that's what we're talking about, we say filo l'shem t'mura zivchi. Again, ze aklal, so the more the Mishnah ends off, ze aklal, so the more it says, l'sui mai, what does it come to include? L'sui oilas nozir, because the clue that on oila, that a nozir brings. The matter of the moment, that's what to say. Holoi nidder, he didn't make a pteras a neder, a nozir, is not pteras a neder. Once it becomes a nozir, he has the chiv to bring a korban oilo. Is, so if he brings this animal now, the shame and oilo of a nozir, it's taka osetit. So chur de morakash says, chur pshita, why not? Avad is called bo pteras neder in the dova. So avad it should be yosa. So Morris says, no, madatem, I would have thought to say, holoi nodar, like up until now, we know he did not become a nozir. He didn't make the neder. He's not a nozir, and everybody knows what he is. Therefore, it shouldn't be a marafayin to say he means l'shem a neder of a nozir. So Mor says no. The gzeir is a manoda b'tzina. Maybe privately he made a neder to become a nozir. So after chiddush, if you shech this chulin now l'shem a neder of a nozir, as marafayin, it's also teach from it. It looks maybe like shkut echutz. Now, the Mishnah says, but Pesheinu Nidiv and Nidiv, a korban that doesn't come to us Nidiv and Nidavah, that's Muta. Lasui, what does it come to include? Oilas Yoledes, if Elisha gives birth to her Yoledes, that's not something you could bring to us Nidiv and Nidavah, it's only if she was a Yoledes. So she's not a Yoledes, and you make a Shchita now, Lashem that korban, it's Mutatit. Amr Reb Loz, the Lashon of Elashem, Lishon, if the person doesn't have a wife. Avu Yesh, Lishon, if this man that's making a Shchita now has a wife, Ema maybe lishmo ois, maybe he's doing it for all, like maybe his wife did give birth, and she has the chiyuv to bring the korban. He's doing it l'shema, so it'd be yosa. I v'olaykoma l'shem oilas ishtai, he did not speak out, as he didn't say he shechted him now l'shem oil of his poor wife. Or b'vuos of enechanami b'yoyma l'shem oilas ishtai. But Tomo, he speaks that clearly and says he shechted this korban, this animal now l'shem oil that his wife should have to bring. For the more of a sub-shita, there's no sub-shita then, that it's osetit. Havadra should be a marasayin, it looks like a real shkut echutz.